Proverbs 10:4 says, "He becometh poor that dealeth with a slack hand, but the hand of the diligent maketh rich." Now, personal extravagant wealth should never really be the goal of a Christian, and certainly would never be the goal of a Spirit-filled Christian. But as pointed out in our previous devotional, the standard of living that existed at the time the Proverbs was written would put the mass majority of Americans today, as well as British and Europeans, in that category of being rich. What we call middle class would have been considered very wealthy in the previous 6,000 years of human history, right up to the 20th and 21st centuries here in the West. And the fact is, with few exceptions, most who are willing to work and work hard will enjoy this middle class lifestyle these days. And those who have perspective from a little knowledge of human history and a biblical worldview will appreciate how rich you and I really are. Being poor, by the way, doesn't make you spiritual, but there are some who suffer financial loss due to persecution, and others because of health reasons and that sort of thing. And in the coming Great Tribulation, of course, those who don't take the mark of the beast will not be able to buy, sell, or trade. But if your poverty is honestly, and in real terms, the fact that you're a slacker, then you have a heart problem. You're just not right with God. The Christian should be known as the hardest working man or woman on the job. And I'm not boasting, but I just can tell you that on every job I've held, I just worked hard. I just worked as unto the Lord, and was told by my supervisors that I was among the hardest workers they've ever had. And on a couple of occasions, they asked what my motivation was, and it gave me an opportunity to explain exactly what the Bible teaches and what has historically been referred to as the Christian work ethic, sometimes referred to as the Protestant work ethic, because so many professing Catholics didn't hold to the biblical standard of Ephesians chapter 6, verses 5 through 7. And that says, "Servants, be obedient to them that are your masters according to the flesh, with fear and trembling, in singleness of your heart, as unto Christ. Not with eye service as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart, with good will doing service as to the Lord and not to men." You should let that passage of Scripture become etched in your heart and mind, and underline those words in your personal Bible. In verse 5, "as unto Christ." In verse 6, "as the servants of Christ." In verse 7, "as to the Lord." Once you make this biblical standard your work ethic, you will enjoy your work more. There's no better boss on earth. And working for God will result in complete honesty. You know, we'd never have Christians falling into theft or embezzlement if they had this work ethic as working for the Lord. And if you're working as unto Christ, you will have the hand of the diligent. You'll be known as a hard-working, honest man. And with few exceptions, that reputation will also provide you with some job security, and it'll result in whatever bonuses, promotions, or other benefits available from your employer. And that should be our attitude in all that we do. As Colossians 3:23 says, "And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men." Christians ought to be the best citizens, the best employers and employees, the best husbands and wives, the best fathers and mothers, the best people to have as neighbors and friends. Think about that. What a different world it would be if all professing Christians had this biblical worldview and work ethic. Too many Christians have a profession that does not match their performance. But we can only control ourselves while setting an example and encouraging others. And that's what we ought to desire to do with our lives. Live exemplary lives that serve as a light for others to follow, and encourage those around us to live to please the Lord above all others.